B-Pod Studios.
Now,
Bizarre.
WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
All right, here we go. An armed group of people rushed the door of a Popeye's chicken restaurant in Southeast Houston on Monday night demanding chicken sandwiches.
There you go. It's pandemonium.
Police were called to the restaurant just after 9 p.m. Employees said a mob of two women and three men and a baby.
That's a mob?
Yeah, that's what they're calling it.
Okay, all right.
We're told at the drive-thru.
It's a movie with Tom Selleck.
That the chicken sandwiches were sold out, but that apparently triggered the would-be customers, and that's when police said that they got tired, and they went inside the restaurant. One man had a gun, but a restaurant worker was able to lock them out. All the while, the group left the baby inside their vehicle. It seems laughable, but some people who live in the area, along with Popeye's customers, say they don't find anything funny about the incident.
Hey, no. Hey, ho, ho, me, the two other people, and the baby are not going to go.
No injuries were reported. Police said the man with the gun is being described as having small dreadlocks, tattoos on his face, and was seen wearing a black shirt and red sleeves. And
it's Post Malone.
Hoping that the surveillance camera caught the footage of that. A young woman, now I've got like three interesting gun stories in a row. This one's terrible. A young woman comes home from college to surprise her mom, but that surprise turned into horror when her mother thought it was an intruder in the house and shot her own daughter.
Oh, man.
She was not killed, fortunately. For the 18-year-old college student, it was the most innocent of intentions. But on the flip side, for her mother in the house alone, she became frightened and took measures to protect herself. The mother, who had a valid concealed carry permit, even though she was in her own house, was startled by some noises that she heard in the kitchen or hallway area. She stated that the bedroom door opened where she was at, and she had a gun readily available, and she fired a round at someone coming through the door. Firefighters responded to the call along with police and saw the 18-year-old victim being walked down the driveway. She had the area of her right bicep wrapped in a towel and was covered in blood.
She shot her in the arm.
The mother was clearly distraught, only realizing that it was her daughter who was shot after she fired the .38 special. Detectives found the revolver laying on the floor in the bedroom next to the bed. Mm. The police are recommending that you announce yourself.
That would help.
If there's somebody that has a gun in the house.
I'm blank and I have a gun.
Yeah. Now, here's another gun story, but this one is a little bit more. It's not an accident. A pastor's wife in West Virginia has been charged with reckless endangerment after allegedly firing a gun in a church parking lot. Melinda Fry Tony is accused of pulling out a pistol that accidentally discharged during an argument with another pastor's wife at New Life Apostolic Church. Tony is the wife of New Life pastor Earl Tony, while the other woman, Lori Haywood, is married to New Life's youth pastor, David Haywood.
Oh, when pastor's wives throw down, man.
The detective, Ken Willis, said the animosity between the two women had been simmering for some time.
Mm-hmm.
The husbands had thought that the women should publicly bury the hatchet to avoid additional strife.
Oh, I'll bury the hatchet.
Willis said the pastor and the youth pastor had thought, you know, maybe we could get them together. We can hash this out and fix this before it escalates. Of course, it just made it worse.
Sure.
The straw that broke the camel's back was apparently an argument over a T-shirt that Haywood was wearing. Now, I don't know what was written on it, though. Haywood would only say we had a disagreement, and when we sat down to talk, I called her out, and she lost it. Melinda walked out of the church during the disagreement, went to her car in the parking lot, grabbed her handgun. This is a church!
A church.
Realizing what she had intended, Earl followed her outside. Go get her, Earl! Pastor Tony intercepted his wife before she was able to come back inside the church and attempted to wrestle the gun out of her hand.
What's with the T-shirt? Is that a pocket?
The woman fired a single shot during the struggle, but nobody was hurt. Haywood, who was leaving the church when the gun discharged, called the police and told them that she was Tony's intended target.
Ladies.
And the department reviewed parking lot surveillance video, but could not determine whether the pistol was aimed at Haywood before it was fired. Mrs. Tony owned the handgun legally with a concealed carry permit. So
I would love to find out what was on that shirt that set her off.
Me too. Here's a follow-up story from yesterday. Thousands of people are roasting an Australian vegan who took her neighbors to court over the smell of meat and fish from their barbecue by planning a massive cookout right outside of her house.
This story took off, man.
Cilla Carden made headlines this week for her legal battle in which she claimed the odors from her neighbor's barbecues had destroyed her quality of life. Now more than 3,000 people are planning to attend a cookout outside her Perth home.
Well, as you kind of pointed out yesterday, she is a chronic complainer.
Yeah.
She complains about the kids playing. She complains about everything.
Now, it was organized on a Facebook page called Community Barbecue for Cilla Carden. It said, don't let Cilla destroy a good old Aussie tradition. Join us for a community barbecue and help Cilla Carden get some pork on her fork. The barbecue is scheduled for October 19th. Vegans are not welcome, the page says. Carden's legal battle with her neighbors began last year. Her complaint was tossed out of court earlier this year, and she filed an appeal. The appeal was also rejected in July, but she has vowed to keep fighting. So
my guess is it's only going to get worse now.
Oh, now the vegans are counter, so we'll
see. Be like the sharks in the jet.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand. It's the Bizarre File podcast.
Well, a man landed with a very large pay-per-view porn bill. But he has a bizarre explanation. He said his dog ordered it.
His dog is watching porn.
Yeah, well, his dog actually got hold of the remote somehow or another. Thomas Barnes had hit out at the U.S. satellite provider after receiving a demand for $70 for the X-rated films.
Oh, my God.
Mr. Barnes said that the real culprit is his Bichon Frise Merino, and the errant pet is said to have jumped up on his owner's bed and accidentally ordered the Hustler Channel.
Sure.
Yes.
Realizing what had happened, Mr. Barnes said that he contacted Direct TV within minutes, pointing the finger of blame to Merino.
Who's a good dog? Who likes squirters?
He was assured that the problem would be sorted, so he was dismayed when he had continued to have access to porn. When his bill came, though, he subtracted the cost of his Hustler and paid the rest, but as a result, he had his service cut off. So Mr. Barnes, who relies on Social Security disability payments, said that $70, you're taking food out of my mouth. It's like you're stealing it. And they refused to see how that was pertinent. After filing a Federal Communications Commission complaint, he said that the provider agreed to credit his next bill. But Mr. Barnes said he is being made to pay for the mistake. DirecTV has yet to comment about the incident, but he swears up and down
that his dog was watching or that hit this remote and ordered this.
Ordered the whole channel, not just like a movie.
It's usually a couple of strokes.
Yeah, I don't know. A stroke or two.
At least for me it is.
Hey, a Mexican teacher has come under fire for making high school students wear cardboard boxes on their heads to block their peripheral vision and prevent them from cheating on exams.
I'd love to see a picture of that.
There is a picture.
Is there?
That.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome.
Great. It's great. So,
must look like a class full of Legos.
Luis Juarez, Texas, is director of campus at the College of Bachelors and has been accused of humiliating and breaking the basic human rights of his students.
Put your boxes on for the test.
After a photo of him overseeing an exam where the students wore cardboard boxes on their heads went viral online. The students' parents shared the photo on social media and issued a public statement asking educational authorities in Mexico to dismiss Texas. Here's a picture of it.
It's just insane.
Uh-huh. The photo of the students wearing the cardboard boxes with cutout eye holes that had only allowed them to see in front without turning their heads was shared thousands of times since last week and was eventually picked up by mainstream media as well.
How soon before there are box go girls?
However, instead of condemning the teacher, most users congratulated him for finding an effective way to prevent cheating. This isn't quite the first time we've seen this kind of extreme anti-cheating technique. Back in 2013, there was a similarly controversial story from Thailand where students were forced to wear anti-cheating helmets made from sheets of paper.
How about with the blinders that horses wear?
It's kind of like that.
Yeah.
An American woman is in custody in the Philippines after she allegedly tried to fly out of the country with a baby in her luggage.
Oh, dear God.
Philippines Immigration received a report around 6:20 a.m. that a 43-year-old woman had been caught with a child in her bag at Ninoy Aquino International Airport in Manila. The woman appeared to be traveling alone and only presented her personal passport, but when staff inspected an oversized carry-on suitcase, they found the baby inside. She didn't have any travel documents for the infant. The woman had claimed to
be... Did you pack your own baby?
The child's aunt, but had not provided any evidence that they were related. The case has been handed over to the Philippines' National Bureau of Investigation's Anti-Human Trafficking Division.
Thank God they caught that.
Yeah, no kidding. A Georgia triplet, this is kind of like the dog excuse, who was accused of fatally stabbing one of his brothers.
Yeah.
Says the stabbing was a mistake and he had only meant to hug his brother.
Oh, my God. That happens all the time where you hug someone and stab them to death.
Yeah. 36-year-old Kenneth Jernigan made his first court appearance Thursday after telling police that he accidentally killed his brother, Kevin Jernigan. Jernigan was charged last week with murder and possession of a knife during the commission of a crime. The police, Corporal Matt Sittler, said that Kenneth told officers that they were in the kitchen making food when he went to hug Kevin, but instead he stabbed him.
Oh, my God, that's so tragic.
Sittler says the evidence doesn't support Kenneth Jernigan's story. Sittler says autopsy results are still pending.
It's like when you go to blow someone a kiss, Preston, you shoot him in the face with a shotgun.
Yeah, you know, it's just an accident.
It just happens.
The third brother, Keith, testified that he didn't witness the stabbing. One last story. Police are searching for a possible carjacker who apparently removed a sleeping 80-year-old woman from her parked car and stole it, leaving her lying in the driveway overnight.
What the hell am I doing here?
That's kind of the way it was. So officers responded just after 4 a.m. They found the victim in her driveway. The woman told police that she had fallen asleep in the car, which was parked at around 9 p.m., but she woke up around 4 a.m., and the car was gone. It was gone.
You're driving me to Phoenix!
So she woke up in the car. She doesn't remember anything.
Oh, son of a bitch!
Yeah.
I had a car!
She had sustained an abrasion and a bruise on her face, but did not remember what had happened. Police said that
my car the outside?
They recovered the empty vehicle later, and they had not made any arrests.
Did I ever really own a car?
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.